Rebuilding Your Life, Moving from Disaster to Prosperity with Susan Chiraco, where we help you transform your life by changing what you're telling yourself. Whatever your circumstances, you can experience health, financial security, and a sense of well-being once again. And now, here's your host, Susan Chiraco.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you stopped by to listen to our conversation with Kristen Walton today. You know, one of the most wonderful aspects of working with authors and others who create content is that they have a message that they want to share with the world. And they put a great deal of work into bringing those messages into a format where others can find it and take away something that touches them or changes their lives. I mean, maybe it changes the way they relate to other people. So our author today, Kristen Walton, is that kind of an author. She has written the book Light in the Enchanted Forest, published by Balboa Press. And I'm looking forward to hearing the story of this book. So please wave your hands to welcome Kristen Walton. Hi,
Thank
Kristen.
So
How
much,
are you today?
Susan. Thank
You're
you, Susan.
More than
I'm
welcome.
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
I'd Happy like you to tell. Here. You're good. I'm glad you are. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do for a living?
Yes, I am an office manager for a private family in San Francisco, and I help them with their vineyard and winery and family foundation. And I work with the most wonderful people. And so that's my day job.
And that implies you have a night job?
No. Well, and then I'm a mother too. So with the shelter in place, we're all becoming teachers now. So
that's right.
You know, raising my son is my other job, which is also a good job to have.
How are you doing with the teaching at home part? That's quite challenging for a lot of people.
It is. You know, my son does really like technology and computers, so that part is helpful. But I think that, you know, it's a little tricky with the school districts being on call so quickly and not having it sort of figured out how they're going to help the kids. And so the end of the last year's semester was a little challenging. So hopefully this year will be a little bit better. But there is a lot of support from other parents in the school district and neighbors and friends. So I think we'll all figure it out somehow together. So one step at a time.
Awesome. There you go. Somehow we have a way of saying now we do it a quarter day at a time because everything's changing so rapidly.
Yes.
So tell me, how did you get the idea to write a book?
Well, I was a nanny for 14 years and I've raised over 23 children over that time. And I read so many children's books to the kids, and I became a mother, and I was working, and I had this wonderful family I worked for in San Francisco, and I went to babysit one night, and they went to the ballet, and I brought my son with me. He was about 3 at the time, and when they came home after the event, we sat down and talked, and I said, wow, you know, I'm kind of barely getting by. I should either write a book or I need to win the lottery. And my boss at the time, he was a business consultant. And he said, Kristen, you need to write a book. The next time I see you, I want to see, you know, 12 pages stapled together. Show me something. And so I admired him and respected him so much. I thought, I'm going to do it. So I went home and I wrote this story and I read it and I thought, well, this is okay, but if I'm going to write a book, it's got to be something special. And I had started going to this metaphysical church, and it's a community called the Rodin Foundation, and I was going to this meditation class. It's actually a spiritual evolution class, and we were learning about the frequencies of love, trust, forgiveness, and gratitude and how to incorporate them into our lives. And I thought, wow, you know, why don't I write about that? and the story just kind of came to me. And I sat there and I wrote on construction paper the story. And then through a series of time, I worked with my spirit guide, and he had said to me, you know, you want this to be for children, so why don't you make it a riddle and a rhyme? And because the concepts can be somewhat for adults to understand parts of it, but I designed it also so that we can teach. So if it is something you don't understand, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. To kind of get conversation started. So anyway, I took that concept of the love, trust, forgiveness, and gratitude. I was working with my doctor teacher to make it a riddle and a rhyme, and I it's a poem, and that was beautiful. I was so happy with that. And then I thought, oh, I love to paint. I'm an artist. I'll do the illustrations. And sure enough, that was holding me back because I really could not create the words. I didn't have that skill. So again, my guide said, creativity is about collaboration. Why don't you see if someone, you know, would want to do the book with you? So I went home straight away and I went on Craigslist and I put an ad to find an illustrator, and I had about 30 to 40 applicants in like, you know, an hour's time. It was just incredible. Yeah. And so I ended up interviewing a few people, and I found Andrew, who's just been absolutely fantastic, Andrew Rogers. He just graduated from the Academy of Art with a children's book illustration degree. So he was the perfect candidate because he knew exactly what needed to be done and the process, and knew way more than I did. And so that's kind of how it came all together. And it was a 4-year project. You know, that was sort of the prompting of the book and how the pieces fit together.
So did you have the resources, the financial resources, to actually write and publish the book at that point?
I did not. I was just getting by paycheck to paycheck. You know, my son was very young and paying for preschool. And so I was fortunate that Andrew was okay with sort of like a payment plan. So I was paying him so much per month, and, you know, we kept track of the finances. And then I thought, I don't know how I'm going to be able to, you know, publish this book or how I'm going to get it out there. Maybe I should do a Kickstarter, like a crowdfunding opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I did. The first time I set up the account, and I the book wasn't completed all the way when I first thought of doing a Kickstarter campaign. And so I wasn't exactly clear on where I was going. I mean, I knew which way I wanted to go, but I didn't really know all of the stops along the way. And so I did create a profile and everything, and I posted it on Facebook and sent it to a couple friends, but not too many people. And I just kind of assumed people would find it. And it was not funded. And I was a little taken back by that. I thought, oh boy, you know, you know, it's just, I was stumped. And then another year went by. By this point I had changed jobs. I had met a lot more people. Many other things had happened in my life. And so I was just meeting more people and connecting with more people. It came about, and I don't remember what inspired me to go ahead and try again, but something did. And oh, I do remember. It was friends in my community, the Rodin Foundation, the Metaphysical Church. I remember, I think it was Christina. She said, you know, Kristen, this book really needs to be out there. And, you know, if you don't get all the money, I'll pay for the difference. And that meant so much to me that I thought, she's right, I need to try again. So this time I created a video. The book was complete. I was able to post images of the pages of the book. I knew exactly what I needed. I knew I was going with Balboa Press. I knew, so I sort of knew the marks in the road. And
which I gather is very, I think that part's very important when you're doing something like a crowdfunding campaign, and Kickstarter is certainly one of those, where there's a process to it in terms of how you raise money. I know sometimes they say for $1, you'll get this, and for $10, you'll get a second kind of a prize of, you know, some sort of a gift, some sort of an enticement to give money. What kind of things were you offering in your campaign?
Oh, yeah. So we tried to do a wide range. So it was like $5 for a sticker, $15 for an ebook, $25 for a signed copy, and then $75 for a signed copy with a hand-drawn illustration. And Andrew was great about just being on the team and, you know, let's do this together. I'll do the illustrations. You don't have to pay me extra. This will be fun. Let's do it. And $1,000 was come and meet the author and the illustrator and have lunch or something like that. So, and the $25 and $75 were a big hit. People like that, you know, they receive a copy of the book, they get some of the product. It's a signed copy. And I think, yeah, the biggest thing was for me to have my Kickstarter campaign so clear that people could really trust that if they're spending money, they're going to get something out of it. You know, that the book is done,
they trust,
and they would get a copy of the book.
Right.
Yeah.
They trusted the process at that point. Yeah.
Yes.
So
my
did you get everything you needed?
Did
you get all the money
so
you did?
I got everything. I did. And, you know, my boss now, who's just this really amazing person that I'm so grateful I've got the job I have right now, towards the end of the campaign, I thought, oh, boy, you know, they haven't really said anything or you know, contributed. But that's okay. Maybe they forgot that I'm doing it. I don't know. And we were having a meeting. And he's like, so, Kristen, how's your campaign going, and how much are you short? And it was about $1,000. And he said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and that'll be my contribution. And so that was a huge blessing to have that. But I think there's the linear, like, do this job, do that job, get this task done, call this person. But there's also the energetic manifestation mind frame, you know?
Yes.
I put it on the prayer
Absolutely.
List. I asked life to help me. I trusted. I knew that I was giving a message out. I knew that life would help me if I really put the energy into it. And it continues to be that way even with marketing or meeting people. Just remembering to, like you said at the beginning of the call, get the message out there. It's really about the message, helping people learn that you can choose love, you can choose trust or forgiveness or gratitude or some of these high frequencies. I mean, we do have negative come up all the time. That's what we're working through right now. That's what we're transforming through. But, you know, being present so that you can choose love really helps. And so keeping that mind frame of, you know, we can do this, or, you know, life, can you please bring me the next step?
Yes. Next step. Very important. So tell us about Enchanted, the Light in the Enchanted Forest, because it embodies just what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, so the book is about a community of bugs, and the beginning of the book, the butterfly king and queen come and they say, they have a big meeting. Okay, everybody, we're upgrading our forest, and things are going to change, and we're going to have to upgrade. And to do that, we're going to have to let go of like some of these old behaviors and patterns and stuff that we've been living. And so everyone says, oh, yeah, no problem. Sounds good. Let's do it. And then sure enough, they go about their day and the bees are working. And one of the bees noticed that, man, that guy is not working over there. He's not doing as much as me. You know, I'm doing more. And he remembers what the butterfly said. And so he decides not to judge that bee. And as in that moment that he decides that, there's a sense of harmony. There's an ease. And then it goes to the ants, and the ants are working away, and the butterfly king comes over and says, you know, you guys have kind of, we're going to change what's going on here. Instead of going all over the place, we're going to do one single file line. We're going to go straight over this rock. And everybody says, oh my God, you know, we've been doing this for so long. What do you mean? I don't want to change this. And then the smallest ant said, remember what the butterfly said to let resistance go and change can be good and let's get in the flow. And sure enough, they start accepting the change and realizing, wow, this is actually pretty nice. this is easier. And then it goes to the spiders next, and the spider, the baby spider, is just kind of grumpy and not feeling very good. And the grandma comes over and says, you know, what's going on? Are you okay? Why are you feeling down? And he said, oh, well, he's pretty scared. He saw a blue jay and, you know, he could be eaten. And the grandmother says, fear is an illusion. And it's a trap, and we weave our own maps, and use your confidence and go on up there. You can do it. And sure enough, he realizes that, yeah, he needed to let go of that fear and be confident. And he was very happy. So, and then the end of the book, everybody comes together and they realize that living their light had raised the vibration of the community. And so it made a difference. They are all living their light, and that you can live your light, and I can live my light. All of us can. And so that's the storyline for the book.
Now, for parents who are reading these books with their children, this is a wonderful opportunity to dialogue about things that go on in life every day, these kind of decision makings. Do you find that, was that one of your goals, that it would affect both adults and children and give them that opportunity?
Absolutely. I mean, I thought that this would be a fun way to also get through to adults, because I know that when I'm reading the books to the kids, I'm enjoying the book as well. And days are tough. I mean, a lot of things can happen in a day. And then when you're reading the book and that's sort of your downtime, you kind of can go through and say, oh, wow, you know, I was really resistant to wanting to do this. Maybe I could have been a little bit easier. And even in my own life, I'll sometimes think of the book and say, oh, man, fear is an illusion. Here I am, so worried and afraid about this. But it's in my own mind. I'm creating mm-hmm. my own problem mm-hmm. in my own mind with my own thoughts of worry or insecurity or whatever. And I don't have to live that way. That doesn't have to be my thought. Mm-hmm. Actually, mm-hmm. I can be very grateful for what's going on, even the challenges, because they're tools for us to learn. Challenges are really learning opportunities, which I've been learning a lot about in my class lately, is that, you know, challenge is our golden opportunity. So this challenge humanity is having is actually, it's a golden opportunity. We can rise to the occasion to shift our vibration. We have the power to do it. It's up to us. So, and it takes community. It takes each other. It's nice to be inspired and to be encouraged and supported by others. And so, you know, the mix of all of that together. And so it is for adults too. And I think the younger kids, sometimes they might not understand what's manifestation. That's a big word, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest critique I get on the book is, you know, some of the words like manifestation is a big word. But my thought was, well, yes. And then you can say to your child, oh, manifestation, it's a form of creating. And we're manifestors. And we have the opportunity to create with our thoughts and our feelings and our actions. And so this is where it's sort of hard to find the age bracket of the book. But I've noticed that most of the kids about 6 or 7 years old will start to kind of understand the words more. But the illustrations are so wonderful, and you can find a hidden aphid on each page. And because it does rhyme, it's sometimes easy on the ear. You know, it's like a poem, so it's easy to listen to, which is nice. So
now you've won a couple awards for this, have you not?
Yes. I have. So I was lucky enough to win in 2018 the American Fiction Awards. I was winner for the Children's Body, Mind, and Spirit category.
I was
an award-winning finalist in the International Book Awards in 2018.
Lovely.
And so,
that was
really a great, a wonderful thing to happen because it kind of showed me that people like the book.
yes. Someone, official people like the book. And then you also get people who read the book and tell you they like it too, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a few reviews on my Amazon account. And then I also signed up for sort of like an online book review. And so I have a few reviews, but it would be nice to get more. So if anybody listening to this would like to order the book and give me a review, that would be so fantastic.
It would be awesome, right?
Yes.
I hear you. It's a good thing to do. I gather you, that's a technique that people use. They join and then they read other people's books and do a review for them. So there's a sort of a give and take within that community for book reviews.
There is. Yes, and it's really interesting. I mean, it is nice to get feedback and see, you know, where people's thoughts are and perceptions. You know, it's a great book for this time that we're in. It might be a new concept for some people. At the very end of it, I do write a little meditation, just taking deep breaths, breathing in light, sending it to the cells in your body, sending it to people you love, just to bring that awareness that you can take a deep breath and breathe in light, and you can fill your body with light using breath. And so, you know, I think that over time, there will be a lot more of receptivity to this. And I'm hoping that this book will help and just introduce people and children to, oh, wow, you know, let me just take a deep breath and relax. All is well. We're going to be fine. We're going to get through everything. We just do it together and, you know, try and do the best we can. And so, yeah, that's, you know.
Do you have ideas for a second book?
I do. So I've got two books in the works. The first one is about being present, because that's a big one we're learning right now in my class, is just really working on being present as much as we can and all that is available and comes to you in the now moment. And the second one is about signs, symbols and signs. You know, there's a lot of totems or signs that people have. They might have a favorite animal. Or my grandmother passed away, and whenever we see a hummingbird, we always think of her. And sometimes I'll be in the moments of deep thought or concern, and here comes a hummingbird, and I think, oh, that's grandma. She's coming by to see me. Or sometimes, I think you had mentioned, Susan, sometimes you see an owl, and that give you a message. And so, owls are wisdom. And what was I thinking in that moment? So just to bring to our awareness that nature, life is always talking to us when we listen. And so, So those are the next two books that are coming.
Coming, one by one, right? But you're working on them simultaneously. I find that interesting. Now, where do people find your books? I know you said you're on Amazon. Is there any other place that you can get it?
Yes, you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Balboa Press. And then I also have a website. It's enchanted-light.com. So enchanted-light.com. And the website has everything. You can order the book. You can read about me. You can learn a little bit more about the book. There's images and a few sample pages.
Right. Okay. Well, Kristen, we reach a point where we have to say goodbye. So I want to let you know that I really appreciate you coming on our show to tell us about Light in the Enchanted Forest, which is, a children's book that shares some pretty important life tools, that you can look to happiness and you can look to forgiveness and look to positive thinking in order to feel better and not, and take control of your life. Thanks to our listeners as well for joining us. Remember, nothing supports the work of authors better than picking up a copy of their books. And you can also support the work of this program by going to anchor.fm/Susan-Shirako, because you can sponsor the podcast, Train Your Brain, Claim Your Power, or other things. And if you have a favorite author that you'd like to recommend for this program, you can also contact me at susan@susanshirako.com. So thanks again for being with us, Kristen.
Absolutely. I enjoyed every moment. Thank you so much, Susan.
Okay. Once again, the author is Kristen Walton, and the book is Light in the Enchanted Forest, available on Amazon and others of your favorite booksellers. Time to go, everyone. Bye for now, and have a great day.
Thank you very much for tuning in today. If you've been inspired by this show, leave a rating or review on iTunes and visit www.rainbowsoverruins.com to receive a free chapter from Susan's book. On behalf of Susan Shirako, this has been Rebuilding Your Life, Moving from Disaster to Prosperity, sharing the journeys of those affected by sudden and great loss and what they did to heal, rebuild, and where they are now.